livestock side, and holy Hannah, I don't know how else to describe it. This drop that we've continued to see in the slide with on the feeder cattle, now it's pulling the live cattle with them.
Absolutely. Feeder cattle have really been leading the way down, $3 daily limits down. The trade on the floor suggests that we could have some more downside yet to go, that maybe another $2 to $3, but we should start seeing some trade take place before the end of the week. The charts would suggest perhaps a move to 204, but we could see a bounce ahead of that, although we're getting closer to 204. But with traders unable to get out of their long positions because of this repeated daily $3 lower limit that we see in the feeder cattle, they're having to go to other markets to try to manage their margin risk exposure. So they went to the live cattle market. Well, then they locked that down to $3 daily limit the last couple of days. Then they went to the lean hog complex, and they pressured that. So overall, it's just not a good sign. When you get these big down moves, you tend to get a bounce. At some point, the only question is, from what level will we get that bounce?
And, you know, you look at it from a hog perspective, as you kind of started to mention that, they're following a lot of pressure coming to them, and almost like they're trying to carry the weight of what's happening on the cattle onto their trade.
Yeah, absolutely. And some of it's spillover trade as traders trying to protect their positions in the cattle complex where their trade is locked up. But we're also seeing weak fundamentals there. Producers are pulling their hogs forward, fearing even lower prices on the cash market. And so even though packer margins are good, the packers aren't having to chase those supplies with higher prices. With a slower holiday slaughter schedule over the next couple of weeks, they really don't need the hogs. So we're seeing prices go lower. We should see things stabilize or improve maybe after the first of the year. The market should soon start anticipating that. But right now, frankly, we're seeing the supply exceed demand. Now, with pulling the hogs forward, that means that we should come to a time when the slaughter does slow down early next year, and perhaps that's when we'll start to get our support. Of course, USDA will release their quarterly hogs and pigs report on the 23rd next week, which will give us a better picture just what that supply is and what expansion has been over the last 3 months and what intentions are over the next 6 months.